Every week we gather and we remember. We remember a bloody cross where God's precious Son bled and died to take away our sin. We celebrate the Lord's table, the supper that he celebrated with his disciples on his last evening on the earth, where he lifted up a cup and broke some bread to tell of his broken body and spilled blood in the place of sinners who would believe. To help us remember these things this morning, I want to turn your attention to 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 9 and 10. In 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 9 and 10, we will see, Christian, your old identity, your new identity, and its purpose. An old identity, a new identity, and the reason for an identity transfer. Peter writes to believers, "You are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, so that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who has called you out of darkness, into his marvelous light. For you once were not a people, but now you are the people of God. You had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy." I want you to notice first in verse 10 who we used to be. Do you see that? You once were not a people, and you once were those who had not received mercy. Prior to you believing in Jesus Christ, you lived under the abiding wrath of God. God's wrath, God's anger aimed at us because of our sin. Our sinful behaviors, actions, attitudes that flowed out of our very nature. And we were not those who received mercy. And we were not a people. That is, we were not the people of God. We were removed from him, separated by our sin. Our hands were covered with blood, and our iniquities removed us from relationship to God. But notice we have a new identity, believers. When once we were not a people, you are now the people of God. Direct access, privilege, sonship, daughtership. And though you had not received mercy, now you have received mercy. That is a stay of execution, a stopping of the punishment that was deserved. And more than that, in verse 9, we are a chosen race, selected by God's kindness, not our own intrinsic merit. A royal priesthood, that is direct access to God, privilege of knowing him and God's own witnesses before the world. A holy nation, set apart unto him. A people for God's own possession. There is no greater privilege than being called by God's name and to be able to call on God's name, to be his and to have him be ours. That is your new identity, Christian. The people of God, receivers of mercy, chosen, a priesthood, a holy nation, a people possessed by God. And why? Verse 9 tells us, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who has called you. The one who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light has saved you, has transferred you, has given you a new identity to a purpose, that you would proclaim his excellencies. Christian, you are a trophy of God's grace. You are a testimony of God's kindness. You are evidence on display that God is kind to sinners. And he is kind to sinners at great cost, at infinite cost. You see, the only way that you and I could be transferred from our old identity, from our old lives, from darkness, into his light, into new life, into this glorious purpose. The only way any of that happens is if God himself would take on flesh and stand as our substitute under his own wrath, bear away our sins, remove that which separated us from him. He had to do the work. You and I could not initiate this. We could not dream this up. We could not plan this. We could not execute this. God alone. And so, Christian, you've been saved unto God to be a proclaimer of his excellencies. Your life is a testimony that from him and through him and to him are all things. To him be the glory. Do you know Jesus Christ? Communion, the Lord's table, is for those who know God through Jesus. And he's the only way. You don't have to be a member of Grace Bible Church to participate with us this morning, but you do have to be a member of Jesus Christ. You have to belong to him. Have you surrendered to God through Jesus? Have you given up the vain pursuit of trying to find life on your own or of trying to please God by your own religious duty? Have you rested in him? Have you found everything in Jesus? If you've done that this morning, we invite you to take communion with us. If you have not yet done that, God says today is a day of salvation. You can turn today if you will believe on Jesus Christ, on his payment for sin in your place, if you will repent and turn away from all your attempts to be pleasing to God, if you will turn from all of your self-justification, if you will turn from your sins and find life in him, you can have a new identity, new purpose, a new life, a new life that begins now and extends on into eternity in infinite joy. All of that God offers to you who will believe. Will you believe this morning? Will you turn to Jesus? If you will not, will you please not take communion? That is for believers only. This is an opportunity for believers to rejoice in what Jesus has done, to remember what Jesus has done on our behalf, to recalibrate our affections, to renew our love for him. It's also an opportunity for you to examine your heart and your life, to confess known sin, to rejoice in the forgiveness that has been purchased for you by Jesus at the cross. Believer, do these things. There will be a few moments of silence while the men come forward and distribute the cup and the bread. Please take that opportunity to reflect, to rejoice, to repent, and to renew. I'll lead us and we'll take communion together in a few moments.